Monday night, Chodesh Aldavos, or Li Yud Gimel Iyar. We're in Chodesh Aldavos Shaar HaKniya. We're in Perek Beis. The Chodesh Aldavos talks about three types of Kniya. He denigrates. The first type of Kniya, he says, is terrible. Where if a person has what they call in modern language low self-esteem, he says, if a person is nichna because he doesn't have an eitzah how to get out of it, or because he feels shuffle, he feels lowly, he's taka weak, or he's clueless, he doesn't know what to do, or he has no spirit, he doesn't feel like it. So people, for example, will take advantage of him. Even an animal, he compares it to an animal. I said an animal is nichna because it doesn't have the seichel to know it could turn around and give one stomp on the elephant trainer, and it doesn't have to be nichna anymore. It could go where it wants, right? A child basically could lead an ox in plowing a field. So why is the ox nichna to the child? Because it doesn't have any seichel. It doesn't. So that's bad. He has only bad things to say about such a kniya, and he says it's not a midah taiva. It's an emotional illness, or it's a lack of seichel. You're like a behemoth. The second type of kniya, that's a chelek hasheni on page kuf tzadik vav, the fifth line, is not a chisaron, but it's not a mila either. It's not the midah of kniya that we want to attain, and that is hakniya levnei adam. If you nichna to people with good reason. In other words, circumstances demand that you be nichna. You don't feel shuffle, but he'll give examples in a second. You don't feel shuffle. You know you have a self-worth. You know your value. You know your milus. You feel good about yourself. But circumstances are, you have to be nichna. One example, let's say you owe someone a debt. So you have to be nichna to him. You have to pay him back, or you have to ask him a favor to hold off on, you have to, that's all. Or it gives examples. Either because they have the upper hand over him, and there's nothing he can do about it. In Chelek Aleph, he was talking about when you could escape the situation, you just don't feel like it, you don't have the spirit, or you don't have the seichel, or you don't have the, you don't have the self-esteem to do it, You don't know, like we said, people ask you for favors, you don't know how to say no. Here, it's shame, sholtem olav. To go on ha'osur biyad oivo, maybe a prisoner, or the ha'eved lifnei rabo, o mach mazuki, that's one way. Oh, another category would be mach mazuki kusolohem, because you need someone, and you taka need them. But godel tzri chusolo mashabir shusom. Again, like you can't get out of it. You need them. You taka need them. To go on hasocher l'socher. The employee to the boss, you have to laugh at his jokes. He asks you to make him a cup of coffee. You got to make him a cup of coffee. What can you do? You don't need the job. You don't want him to get angry at you. The ha'oni le'ezras balahon. He knocks on the door. The guy says, come back in 5 minutes. He comes back in 5 minutes. Wait here. He waits here. The Talmud l'rabo, even a Talmud and a Rav. Again, he's not talking against this second type like he did by the first type. But the second type is due to circumstances, you have to be nichna. So even a Talmud l'rabo, you want to get from the Rebbe, you want your Rebbe to open up to you. So, so you're nichna to him. Omit nei chiyuv, or, so one way was shem sholtim olav. Another way is you need them. The third way is it's pasha nechi of hamutal olav. You have a burden on you. Umil v'hazakufa olav. You owe money, for example, a debt. Shein adam yachol ufaro. You can't pay it up. Shoz yischayev lahashpel atzmo uli kana lachavero. In case you have to ask him for a favor to hold off on collecting it, so you have to be nichna to him. K'mayim rachacham beved loy v'lish malver. Or even something that we would call a mila. And the Chavis Havavos does not call it a chisaron, but it's not the kniya that he's looking for. It might be a kniya that other svarim talk about, another humility. They might be happy with this second category as examples of people who are natural, who are humble. Either you're humble because of this, or you're humble because of that. But that the Chavis HaLavis has his own definition of Kniya, and it has nothing to do with circumstances. Look what he says. He says, even if you know, let's say, your Chulsha, B'yadiyas HaMusar, or maybe the Chayel HaMabzev Olam Abba, this is sort of like the Talmud to the Rebbe, like you know you don't know the right thing to do. V'yadiyas HaShvili HaDrocha. So you go and you latch yourself onto a Rav, or you latch yourself onto a Rebbe, or you latch yourself onto a Godol, Kasher Tasig Yadu as Novidoro, or Moritz Sedek, or Matif Ladarke Hayosher, or Baal Musar, Mashbal Atzmo Lufana, Venichna Lo, so that you should learn from him. Now, even if you're not a natural Rebbe in Talmud, where you are Nichna to him because of the prior relationship, because you already are a Talmud, here he's talking about making yourself nichna to him in order that you learn from him. You put yourself in that position. Kamosha Omru Kadmoneinu, we just had it in the Nachshir, Gedoyle Shimusha Yosim Limuda, Shinemar Poya Elisha Ben Shafat, Asher Yotzak Mayim Alidei Eliyohu, Asher Lomad Loyle Nemar El Asher Yotzak, Melamit Shigedoyle Shimusha Yosim Limuda. When you're nichna, so then you become a kli that can be makabel from that person. V'amar mishar so Yeshua ben Nunar liyamish mitocha ohel. V'amar achamim al klal hamonim. The eved evil lechacham leiv. The evil, the fool, meaning the person with the lack of knowledge, is an eved to the chacham leiv. Okay, so you have all these examples. Now, actually, they were getting better and better in terms of quality of people. The first was you're nichna because people are pushing shalit on you. You have no choice. You're a prisoner. You're an eved. The second one was they have something you need, like your boss or the usher to the ani. The third madrega was even a rebbe to a talmid or a debtor to the creditor. And the fourth was you push it. The fourth is ganz good. You know, you say you have to be humble and you have to be nichna and you go and you put yourself godel shimusha yosem milimuda. He's not denigrating such a person, but the hachna v'chelek hazeh michelkei akniya, meaning number two, because he has three kinds. This is kind number two. Aval v'shihu chiyuvi b'teva, it makes sense. It's not like the first one, which was a hashpalah, which was terrible, which was you're like an animal. But einzem and amaylos achashuvos behechlet. It's not objectively a quality. It's circumstances make you be nichna. So you're nichna for a limited amount of time, and to this person, it doesn't mean you're going to be nichna or humble to the next guy that comes along, someone else. You're nichna now. It's very limited in terms of time or circumstance or people. And they say, "Ainu kolas kol b'nei ha'adam." It's not you. It's not you. It's not you that became a nichna. You became nichna to this person. It's very right. It's subjective. It's only you didn't become inherently a nichna. That's not what we're searching for. What? It's circumstantial. Exactly. It's circumstantial to time, or to this particular person, or to this particular matzav that you happen to be in now. Veini chiyuvi lohem, even to these people, b'chol zman u'b'chol mokom, ki ha'osir, the prisoner, kasher mishtacher mima'asaro, if he gets freed from jail, or v'eved kasher porek olo, u'balachov kasher poreachovo, or v'hatalmid k'she'enu etzel rabo, or v'ha'oni k'she'enu zoko klamash b'idei b'nei yodom. So they're not going to be nechnoim. They're going to be just as obnoxious and arrogant as anyone else. Enum chayovim lihikona u'lahashpul atzmon lefnehem. So then the real k'niyah is v'chelek ha'shlishi, which is ha'k'niyah l'shem yisaleh. That's the real k'niyah. The Mela, as we've explained, and as he will explain throughout the Shire, that has ramifications and a ripple effect on how you deal with other people and how you treat other people and how you feel about other people. And because the kniya to Hashem, adirabba, that's inherent. Now you become a nichna, a shuffle. You realize that you yourself are nothing, and this is not circumstantial. This is a question of who you are. So again, he starts off when he defines it in Perek Aleph. We're in Perek Beis now. In Perek Aleph, when he defines it, he said all the bad things that he said in this Perek in Chelek Aleph. So the person doesn't have any true value. The real Nachna doesn't feel that he's really worth anything, and he is really a zero. Now in this Perek, he's explaining, because in the first Chelek he said that the kniya that comes because you don't recognize any qualities you have and you feel shuffle, that's not kniya, that's illness, that's emotional, you're emotionally sick, or you're like a behemoth. The real kniya is after you realize your worth and all the things you're capable of and your kochos and the fact that you have abilities and you could accomplish and you're good and you can do things and you have abilities and you have self-worth and self-esteem and all those things, then you take all those things and you say, I'm nichna. So what's that? You're nichna to Hashem. That I am nothing. Anochi talaz v'lo ish. Everything is a gift from Hashem. And that's not circumstantial anymore. That's be'etzem. It's not me. It's not me. It's not coming from me. I really have nothing. I'm really nothing. With all of my, so if you think you're nothing, then you're sick in the head. But if you realize your qualities, and then you realize that you're nothing, because they're not your qualities. They're Hashem's gift to you. You're dependent on Hashem. It's all Him. It's not you, nothing. That's the real kniya. That's what we're searching for. And then you become a humble person. You don't feel superior to other people, because what would make you superior to other people? Right? They got what Hashem gave them, and you have what Hashem gave you. So why? You're not superior. And that's what we'll learn tomorrow night, the third type of kniya.